Hello.
Hey Michael, it's Jerome. How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Hey, I was just touching bases with you. We had spoke roughly like a month ago. You had told me to that you were contacting about 200 heirs concerning Kelly Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wanted to touch bases. You told me to reach back out around this time, see how that process is going. I mean, have you had any luck? I know that was a lot, but
Well, I mean, the attorney and his team are still working on it. I don't know exactly where.
where the process is.
Yeah, I mean, I got a phone call about 3 weeks ago, and they're supposed to be going on to the next phase, but I haven't heard anything from them, and so I've just been I've just had a lot going on myself, so I haven't called him.
Got you. Got you. No, I completely understand, especially with it being holiday season too. But yeah, I just wanted to touch bases with you, see where you're at on that process, and also, stay in the back of your mind as an option to, get a good offer and just be done with it once you find everything.
Okay.
Was there any time frame that the attorney gave you? I know it's a lot for them, but
They said something around like December. So
got
I
you.
haven't really, I mean, I don't know how far they are. I mean, I've had a lot going on as well,
Got you. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I completely get it. And once they finish that process, you were just looking to just get an offer and be done with it. Was that right?
Something on that line. It's like it seems like every time we make progress, there's like a we get set back, and
Yeah.
I
Man, I can understand that. That happens to a lot of us, unfortunately,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely, check back with you around December time frame. I don't know, or even honestly the new year, because I know late December can be a lot. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'll touch back bases with you in the new year if you'd like. I mean, we're still interested in it. I know you got to get through all that first, but yeah, I just wanted to stay on your radar.
Okay. Well, I mean, we signed, I don't know, we signed a contract already where they're going to buy it, but they've been able to like alter the agreement. So I don't even know if we're allowed to alter the agreement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't
It's like,
know.
well, I mean, it's like they've changed it so many times, and it's like, and it's to be honest with you, I don't know. I'm forced. I don't have a lot of time to put into this. Like I would like to, because it's just how things have been falling. So I don't even know if they're allowed to change it like they have been, because it's just, they lowered the offer like twice so far. And but we've already signed the first contract, so I don't even know if that still, they're
Yeah.
allowed to do that.
Yeah, no, I can say if they are lowering the number, they most likely should have you sign again to,
Yeah.
agree at that number. Yeah, so that's not the best. Did they tell you why they were lowering any type of offer?
Well, the first time was because so my grandmother's property, which is now I co-own with my aunt, is adjacent to the property that my aunt lives on, but she can't sell her property that she lives, but she can't sell the property she lives in because she only has lifetime rights there, and the owner of her property is her daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so they were thinking they were going to buy the most together, and they can't. So they lower the value of it. And
Got you. Got you. So they're just giving you that, and then did they do any type of inspection on it or anything of that nature?
you mean like on the property?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'm being forced to sell it because in November of last year, I had a minor go onto the property, and this is after I've had no trespass signs put on, keep posted, stay out, keep out, and I've had tape
Yeah.
put around it, and he set fire to the property and burned it to the ground. And Virginia, they're supposed to prosecute violent crimes committed by minors. And arson is what they declared it is a violent crime, but they're protecting this boy, and I can't even go after his mom because they have to protect this boy. And I'm like, so if he and he put my aunt's life in danger, and they're like,
Wow.
whatever, so what? We gotta protect the boy. And I feel like there is something there's something fishy to it. I feel like this was set up.
Wow. Wow.
I really do. It's like, if it is against the law to put someone else's life in danger in the state of Virginia, it is against the law.
Yeah.
And he put my aunt's life in danger, even though she lives in the house, but adjacent to the property, it's only like 20 feet, if that, away from the house on fire.
Jeez, yeah.
And I mean, the siding on her house was melting. And it's like she had to be evacuated from her home. She was asleep, and she had to be evacuated. And they're still like, oh well. I don't
Wow.
know. Yeah. And so the city is charging so far $20,000 for cleanup. I don't have $20,000.
Jesus.
So I can either go into debt and earn $20,000, or I can just unload it.
Yeah, it's crazy they're charging you and not the person that, committed them.
And it's like, they're like, well, why didn't you have insurance on it? I'm like, well, because the property was condemned. In state law, you can't have. And that's public knowledge. And
Yeah.
I just get, and there's been witnesses that they, that actually saw the boy up there, and they're like, well, we still gotta protect the boy.
So that he didn't have any repercussions, not even like juvie or anything of that nature.
No. But I went there and they're like, well, we told him it was wrong. He had to go, he had to do classroom for 6 months every Saturday.
That's not even a slap on the wrist.
Yeah. And I'm like, he needs to know that what he did was wrong, that he could have had my aunt could have died because of his actions. And I heard that, I mean, I don't know because I'm not allowed to know. I can't even have trespass notes put on him because this is where I'm like, I don't remember this being the way it was, but apparently the sheriff does not handle trespass notices. I have to, but I'm not allowed to make contact with the boy.
Well, how can you get this? Wow, that is.
That's why I feel like something corrupt, something is happening that shouldn't have been happening.
Yeah, I don't know who his parents or family are, but or what ties they have, but it just sounds like, there's nothing that is coming of this
Yeah.
on their end. It's all on you, and it's just you're having to take on this burden from this little boy doing craziness and almost killing your aunt.
Yeah, and I mean, I have. It's like, I remember, because I lived in Roanoke. It's in Harrisonburg, and I remember driving up there, and I was thinking they're gonna be like so hard on this boy, and I'm like, maybe we could like work something out where he wouldn't have to do so much. And but I mean, I was thinking he would still get some kind of like recommendation or reprimand, whatever. And then I find out that they're like just giving him like a little "don't do that ever again" type thing, and I'm like, that's not enough. And then they started acting like I'm being cruel. I'm the one in the wrong. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, that is crazy. That really is. I mean, not even community service or anything like that. Wow.
And it's like, if I was a kid, well, back when I was a kid, but done something like that, you best believe I'd be getting punished.
Oh, yeah.
And
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
I just, I find it just, there's, oh, there's something I definitely wrong, but I can't say anything about it.
Well, man, I'm so sorry. I had no idea about all of that, but I can say it sucks that, it's just put a little more on your plate right now. I mean, I'm glad that you've gotten to offer at least, were they able to, give you the 20K and plus that sum at all, or?
No, it's like they're going, well, they're gonna handle the fine, and they're gonna like it was 15,000 minus the 4,000 that has to be dished out to the attorney. I had to take 2,000 my own money, and I got to go. It's 2,000 will have to be paid, and then the court has to, instead of doing with the city assessment of the property, the court has to make their own assessment of the property, and whatever that assessment is, I'm supposed to like bring legal charges or some sort of legal thing, and put down 10% of the value that the court assesses the property as, and it could be anywhere from $2 to 200,000.
Wow. Wow. Do you happen to know what it's assessed for currently, or like,
The city property, well, the city itself assesses the property at 28,000, which I'm like, I don't see how. But I guess this falls back to, because where I live at, my former landlord was, I was talking to my former landlord about it, and he's got like a really nice home, and it's a big piece of land, and it's the land his house is on is half the assessment value of what my grandma's house is on.
Wow. Similar area,
Well, it's like it's the house is, my grandma's house is in Harrisonburg. His property's in Bedford, Virginia. And
got you.
so, but I don't think, or I mean, there's a point where even that, it may not be a mainstream area, but it's like it's.
He's got some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Got you. And that makes sense. So you said their offer wasn't even able to, reach what you were in need of. And I know you said it was burnt down. I mean, is there any bit of the structure that's still standing?
A little bit, but it's not like it's, I mean, you might have a back corner of the house. There's like, I mean,
Got you. So it really burned.
yeah. And it's like, so I mean, I don't have 20,000 so far, and it's going to go up because that's just, I mean, that's not even, they got to fill in in the hole that the house foundation created or whatever and whatnot.
Got you. Got you. So it's probably gonna be like closer to 50 or
Yeah.
out. Are you able to sue, you know, his family
Nope.
for
They're like, I gotta figure out, I'm wrong. I can sue if I can find an address. But then I have to I have them served papers and I'm not allowed to make contact.
So you've got to hire somebody to serve them with the papers.
Something on that line, yeah.
And did you know an address, or were you still
I have an idea where it's at, but it's like I've been down there and I've been, nobody knows anything. And that's just how it is right now.
Yeah.
They know the kid, but they're like, oh, we don't know where he's at. And I'm like, I don't need his kid, I need his mom. And they're like, we don't know where she's at.
That
So,
is crazy.
yeah.
And I know you had said, you know, in order to try to get everything you needed, you were thinking about putting your aunt's house up, but your cousin or her daughter owns it.
Oh no, it's like so in order for my aunt to sell the property that she don't have the right to sell the property. It's my cousin who owns the property and she's like she's not gonna sell it because then she has to like her mom had to like find her a place to live and that's just she's like not gonna do it.
Got you.
And
That can be a lot. That's
yeah. And it's put me in a very tough spot, and I just I mean there it is what it is. It's like
I'm so sorry, man. That is
what
a tough situation. Tough
well
situation.
I mean I sometimes, I guess to make myself feel better, I just tell them it's divine intervention. It's like, it's like I don't know, it's a punch in the gut, but
Yeah.
it is what it is.
I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. I hope that you're able to, you know, really track down the address of them,
Well,
families that you served, because.
it's kind of hard to do because, I'm not there. I haven't lived there in I don't know how long. And so,
Do you know a name at least, or?
yeah, it's like I found them on Facebook actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and I sent the mom a message and she's like, if you contact me again, she blocked me. I'll take charges. I'll make legal charges against you.
Don't know if what charges that would be, but
Yeah.
I completely get it. I mean, I it's a
I mean,
rough.
I don't know how true it is. I mean, like my aunt told me she heard through the grapevine, but I think my aunt's. I mean, she's not. My aunt has never really been a well, I don't think she's playing the full deck now, and she was telling me that she heard that the mother is being charged for child neglect and whatever and but I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a That's a rough one. If anything, I mean, it's valid because she should have been watching her child instead of letting him burn down a home.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And so
That's so rough. I'm gonna let you know there's a thing we use called True People Search. Maybe that might be helpful for you to just, put in what you're able to find out to find their address. And I know the other company that you have a contract with. Did they give you a date for when that contract ends at all, or?
I don't know offhand without looking, and I just been so damn bombarded with everything else going on.
Yeah.
It's like it's just been
Been a crazy
it,
ride.
yeah,
Crazy.
and
I can understand it. I can. It's perfectly valid. Well, I'm just gonna let you know the company I work for is CVA. I can tell you it's always worth it to get one other second opinion if we're able to beat what they're having going on for you. That would always be a plus. But I can say we try our best to at least get you what you need to, avoid the fine and all of those things as well, without, changing offers every 2 seconds. So
Yeah.
I completely get that. Definitely keep me on your radar. Like I said, I'll try to connect with you in the new year when things hopefully are a little less crazy.
Okay.
And definitely utilize that truepeoplesearch.com. It should maybe help you find, information if you know their first and last. So.
Yeah, I've got actually I had a clerk a court clerk. She's like, I'm not allowed to tell you her name, and then she said her name. I'm not or she meant, I'm not allowed to tell you her name is this, and she meant so I'm not allowed to tell you. I mean, honestly, she's like, she felt bad for me.
Yeah, I'm very happy that at least she, did what she could. Definitely did what she could. So yeah, maybe this will help. But I definitely think, it all can't be on your shoulders at the end of the day. You gotta, be given something out of the turmoil you've been through,
Well, sometimes I guess to make myself feel better, I just go, it's divine intervention. Maybe it's just time to stop holding on to the past. And I mean, it's basically, I mean, that's where I grew up at. And I was just, I didn't want to say goodbye to it. And, but sometimes you have to. I mean, it's like I went up there, and it's funny because the city called me because they found a hole in the backyard and wouldn't know what I did to it. I'm like, I dug my dog up, and my dog, and I buried him up there like 30 years ago when I was a kid. And I'm like, and they were, and they're like, well, why is the hole there? I'm like, because I dug my dog up. And then they're like, why didn't you ask us? Why didn't you notify us? And I'm like, because I'm the owner of the property. I don't need to tell you anything.
No, that is true. That's 100% true. So it was your dog in your house.
I guess they were thinking they made some excuse up to why I need to tell them. And I'm like, I don't need to tell you anything. Anyway, I gotta get to my doctor's appointment.
I didn't want to hold you. But yeah, I'll touch bases with you in the new year, and I hope things even out for you, and
Well,
that
thank you.
it for sure. For sure. All right. Well, you have a good rest of your day, Mr. Morris.
All right, you too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.